Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Coulter dictating an endoscopy report on Vieno Juman, date of birth 10/28/1972, date of procedure is November 22nd, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Coulter Dio, referring physician is Dr. Nancy Lim. Procedure performed is esophageal gastric duodenoscopy with cold biopsies and number two colonoscopy with cold snare and cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, indication, abdominal pain, comma, heartburn, comma, screening for colon cancer. Next line, description of procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possible missing lesions, such as malignancy, well explained to the patient, period. Patients brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitor anesthesia care, period. Oral lubricate, Olympus, video, gastric loops introduced into the sacs, and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, junction, esophagus, period, retroflex view was obtained, the cardiac period, air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope, period. The patient is then turned around in left lateral position, period, tissue rex exam is normal, period, or while lubricated on this video colonoscope introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal or facilitical valve complex of the full period. Careful examination made of the cecum, lysical valve, and the colon, hepatoflexure, transcolon, stomach flexure, decent colon, sigma colon, the rectum period, retroflex used in the rectum period. Bowel preparation was poor. Period with a Boston Bowel Prep score of 5, 1-1-3, period. Patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Number one, at upper endoscopy, next line, there was an unremarkable proximal and metastasis. Next line, the Z line was regular at 39 centimeters from the light block. Next line, there was a lacy type pattern to the stomach, to the gastric mucosa that appeared like portal hypertensive gastropathy, and there was erythema noted in the stomach as well. Period biopsies were obtained in the antrum and body for histology. The body mucosa appeared mildly atrophic. Period. Next line. The duodenum to D2 was unremarkable. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease, period. The ampulla appeared unremarkable as well, period. Please go back to the portion where we talked about the gastric mucosa and note that biopsies were obtained in the antrum and body for histology. Next line, at colonoscopy number one, Boston Bowel Prep score is 5 with a Boston Bowel Prep score of 1-1-3, period. There was evidence of an approximately 6 millimeter sigmoid colon polyp that was removed with cold snare polypectomy and a diminutive sigmoid colon polyp that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, the terminal ileum appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were non-bleeding noted. Next line, plan. Number one, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, the patient will need a repeat colonoscopy and next available due to poor prep on the right side. Next line. Please go back to the patient will need repeat colonoscopy in 4 to 6 weeks given poor prep on the right side. Next line, continue. Recommend good fiber in the increasing fiber in the diet and water intake, as well as fiber supplementation as needed. Next line, follow-up in office as previously